Good evening all. I'm going to try the protocol list. National Vice President, Senator Regina Bunbury. President of JCI Dominica, Mr. Fire Lander. Immediate Past President, Mrs. Shauna Harris Joseph. Mr. Alvin Thomas, President of the Dominica Senate. JCI Dominica Board of Directors. American Development Council Commissioner, Senator Marita Hyacinth, past presidents of JCI, general members of JCI Dominica, JCI Dominica Senate, honorary members, prospective members, distinguished guests, media, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, the inductees. Good evening. It is indeed an honor, a deep honor, in fact, and great privilege to stand before you this evening. I know for sure that this room is filled with passionate, purpose-driven individuals who believe in the power of service, in the strength of community, and in the potential of young leaders to shape the future. I understand that this evening is not just about a ceremony. It is a celebration of commitment, a moment where new leaders arise, not just to take on roles, but to embrace a mission. Therefore, the theme, Empowered to Transform, Inspired to Lead, should not only resonate in your minds as young leaders, but align deeply with your shared purpose and commitment to meaningful action. Having worked closely with the JCI local chapter, I know that this theme is a reflection of who you are or should be as members of this very prestigious organization. But what does it really mean to be empowered to transform? It begins, my dear friends, with the understanding that transformation does not begin with institutions. It begins with individuals. People like you, leaders like you, who dare to see possibilities where others may only see limitations. Transformation doesn't always happen in grand gestures, doesn't always happen in a big way. It happens when you lead a team with integrity, when you launch a local project that solves a real issue, when you raise your voice for those who cannot, when you believe deeply that even the smallest action can create a ripple of change. From my understanding of JCI, transformation is at the very core of your organization. As members, you are pushed to be more than just observers of the world, but active participants in shaping it. Through the projects that you do, every initiative that you take on, and every act of service that you commit to. When we speak about empowerment, we speak about creating access. Access to education, to opportunity, to a voice. But empowerment, my dear friends, is a belief. The belief that you have within you the ability to shift the course of your life, your community, and your generation. When we speak of empowerment, we speak of more than access to education, to opportunity, and to a voice, actually. True empowerment, again, is a belief. The belief that within you lies the ability to shift the direction of your life, your community, and again, your generation. What I wanted to say really is that empowerment is not a moment, it is a mindset. You are empowered when you embrace growth, when you recognize that every challenge is a training ground for the impact you are meant to make. Empowerment doesn't come from titles. I heard Ms. Popo mentioned that in her welcome speech. It doesn't come from title. And you all have very pretty titles. It comes from belief. Belief in yourself, your potential, and in the power of collaboration. You take up the challenge in the power of collaboration. To be empowered means, to be empowered to transform means, you take up the challenge. You give yourself permission to turn problems into progress. You apply your talents, skills, and abilities to see beyond limitations and to drive sustainable impact on your communities. You dedicate your service to move your community forward. You rise, not just as participants in society, but as architects of change. Most importantly, it means that you no longer wait for the perfect moment, the perfect set of resources, or the perfect conditions to effect change. Inspired to lead? Leadership, my dear friends, is often misunderstood. Many think that it's about age, rank, or position. But real leadership begins much earlier. It is much deeper. It begins with a decision. The decision to care, to act, to serve, to make a difference, even when no one is watching. Leadership is about taking ownership of your world, your influence, your responsibility, regardless of how big or how small it may be. You will be recognized as serious and respected leaders, not by your words, but by the quality of your work. Your work always speaks for itself. The consistency of your efforts and the integrity that guides you as you choose to pursue purpose over power. Leadership is not about titles. It's not about positions. Leadership is about vision. It's about seeing beyond the present, hearing the unheard, and daring to act when it's easier to stay silent. We are living in a rapidly changing world, economically, socially, technologically. And that change demands transformation. It demands leadership. But we need leaders with heart, with courage, and with clarity of purpose. Being inspired to lead means leading with purpose and integrity, choosing courage over comfort. Perhaps most importantly, it means lifting others as we rise. It means you listen more than you speak. You collaborate more than you command. You understand and show that humility isn't weakness. It is indeed strength. To be inspired to lead means that you act with vision and heart. It means standing up for your community, even when it is difficult. It means embodying the core values of service, responsibility, and can anybody tell me the last one? Starts with R. Respect. Inductees, you have decided to take up the challenge of being catalyst for change. You have taken heed to the call from a place of purpose, vision, and hope. You are not just called to lead, but to lead differently. To lead with empathy, with a genuine attitude, and with a deep commitment to something bigger than yourself. Having worked closely with your organization, I know that all of you being inducted here today, you're already empowered. And you will be further equipped with tools, connection, and a global platform. But more than all of that, remember, to be empowered by your purpose, to create sustainable, meaningful impact in your communities. Let your leadership be a reflection of service. Let your empowerment turn into action. Let your inspiration awaken the best of those around you. So I'll leave you with these three questions as I end. I don't like to give long speeches, and it's very hot. Inductees, what will you transform? Who will you inspire? And how will you lead? Because the world is not waiting for perfect people. It's waiting for empowered ones, for inspired ones. It's waiting for you. Congratulations and thank you.